as we look, praise God, and amen, praise God, the passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah, praise God, chapter number 9, amen, praise God. We are, amen, praise God, reminded by the prophet, because Isaiah, we often refer to him as the eagle-eyed prophet, because he looked down through, amen, praise God, so many generations of time. Amen, praise God, seeing, praise God, not only the birth of Christ, but seeing, amen, praise God, his, amen, praise God, sacrifice of himself, amen, on the cross for your sin and from mine. And amen, praise God. So he reports to us, Isaiah reports, and amen, praise God, that unto us, and can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. A child, amen, praise God, is born, and unto us a son is a given. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so, as we have often told you before, praise God, and Isaiah looking from maybe somewhere around the neighborhood of 700 years before the birth of Christ, saw him coming. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And amen, praise God. And Isaiah realized that he was not coming for himself, but he was coming for us. He was coming for you and for me. That is coming in our behalf. Amen. God came to lay down his life, Lord, that we might have, amen, a life, and that life being more abundant. And so as Isaiah looks, can you say amen, he sees the time of the birth of Christ. Amen, praise God. He sees the time of the, amen, praise God, sacrifice of himself on the cross. And so, praise God, he sees him, amen, in his birth. And then some 33 years later, amen, Isaiah looks past his birth to 33 years later and sees his sacrifice, amen, on the cross. Amen, praise God. But then, amen, praise God, Isaiah takes a long look. And praise God, he looks not only beyond the birth of Christ, not only, amen, beyond, amen, praise God, the sacrifice, but to a time, praise God, that will come, amen, praise God, unto us. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. As he looks to this time, praise God, he reflects on, hallelujah, praise God, amen, the Lord Jesus, praise God, being called by a specific name. Amen, praise God. And we know, praise God, that it is Isaiah that lets us know that God, amen, praise God, will be called, amen, Emmanuel. It is Isaiah that lets us know that, amen, the God of Israel will come to Israel to save and to deliver, amen, them. Amen, praise God. And it is also Isaiah that tells us, can you say amen, that the name of Jesus will be called, or shall be called, Wonderful. Can we say wonderful this morning? Can you say amen? And so, praise God, before the Lord ever arrives on the scene, amen, by the name that he's given, we know who he is. He's God with us. And amen, praise God, also by the name that he is given, amen, praise God, the name, praise God, that will refer to, amen, praise God, the Lord Jesus, amen, praise God, is wonderful. And so Isaiah says, praise God, to us, that his name shall be called Wonderful. And amen, praise God. And so we then become aware that there is a time coming, praise God, that, amen, goes beyond, amen, the birth of Christ, goes beyond the ministry of Christ, amen, goes beyond even where we are right now, amen, praise God, and reaches to the very kingdom that Christ will establish upon the earth. And Isaiah, looking to that place, amen, identifies, praise God, that at that time, time and in that place. Amen. They will not be calling Jesus any longer a wine bibber. No longer will they be calling him, amen, praise God, one that, amen, praise God, has a demon or a devil. Amen. Because he cast out devils by the prince of devils. Can you say amen? No longer will they whisper about his, amen, supposedly illegitimacy. No longer will they, amen, praise God, say that he is not, amen, Messiah. He is not the one that we are looking for. How can he be? Because he does not meet all of our criteria. But Isaiah says, amen, still the day is coming. Amen, praise God. And while they ridiculed him, and while they, amen, praise God, said all manner of evil against him in, amen, praise God, his day and in his time, even the Lord says that a prophet didn't have any honor, amen, in his own, amen, hometown. And so then, praise God, they would not, amen, give him credit, amen, in Nazareth for who he was. Amen, praise God. And amen, as he ministered in Capernaum, praise God, while many, amen, acknowledged the power of his hand to do great signs and wonders and miracles, many still would not, amen, praise God, attest to the fact, amen, praise God, of who he was. But amen, Isaiah lifts us, amen, past that time, and he brings us, praise God, to the very kingdom that God will establish on the earth. And as Isaiah brings us to that place, amen, praise God, he lets us know that things will change, amen, in the kingdom of God when he establishes it on the earth. You ought to praise him today for this, amen. Not, amen, the kingdom that is spiritual, not the church. Can you say amen? But amen, when God, amen, establishes, amen, a government that will be upon his shoulders, that he will establish upon the throne of David. Amen, praise God. And upon that kingdom, can you say amen? That David, praise God, had ruled over as, amen, under David. Hallelujah. Israel reaches her height among the nations of the world. Amen. Upon that, amen, precipice, amen, God will build his kingdom. Amen. Praise God. And Isaiah says that from that point, amen, his government will increase. You ought to thank God. Can you say amen? So then, amen, we are to realize that when, amen, his name is called Wonderful, there will be, hallelujah, some changes that are in the earth. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, when his name is called Wonderful, amen, there will be a king established, amen, that will be king over not just one nation, but over every nation in the world. You ought to praise him, for he shall reign over every nation in the earth. When his name is called Wonderful, amen, I heard Isaiah say, not only will his government increase, amen, but the increase, amen, of his government and peace, there will be no end. You better pray to him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Not only will that, amen, time bring in a time of peace that has not yet been known on the earth since the creation of humanity. Isaiah, when God walked with Adam in the cool of the evening, in the Garden of Eden, where there was harmony in the creation of God, where everybody got along, and there was no amen, sin or schism. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But millennial will bring us closer, amen, to what Eden was like. And the new heaven and the new earth will carry us beyond what Eden was like. Can you say amen? How you say, Pastor? Carry us beyond, because in Eden God visited. Can you say amen? But in the new heaven and the new earth, God won't visit. He will dwell. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. So millennium will bring us a little bit closer. And when His name is called Wonderful, amen, amen, the peace that He brings will get into the kingdom of the animals, and the lion and the sheep, hallelujah, will lay down together. When His name is called Wonderful, they will not hurt nor destroy. Can we say amen? But the lion, he will eat grass just like the ox. When His name is called Wonderful, not only will there be peace in the animal kingdom, but man will not be raising up against man. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it won't be allowed. Can you say amen? When His name is called Wonderful, amen, the earth will be producing again. Can you say amen? In bountiful amounts and in bountiful numbers. When His name is called Wonderful, hallelujah, amen, the Dead Sea won't be dead any longer, because God will open up a channel, amen, to let the waters that are held, amen, flow out. And amen, instead of a Dead Sea, there will be rivers, amen, of life. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? When His name is called Wonderful, amen, men will not study war anymore, but they will beat their swords in the plowshares. Can you say amen? When His name is called Wonderful, everybody, amen, will be blessed, amen, in the earth, because my Bible declares from the mouth of Isaiah that the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Tell your neighbor, everybody you meet don't know who Jesus is. Can you say amen? Everybody you see, can you say amen? We'll be giving Him the glory and giving Him the praise. Amen. Everybody will know that there is a King that sits on the throne in Israel, and all the nations of the earth will flow, amen, to the God of all creation, because everybody will know, amen, that He is the Lord of Lords, and He is the King of Kings, and He is worthy of our praise. You ought to praise Him. Can you say amen? When His name is called Wonderful, amen, all of the earth will make pilgrimage, amen, to Jerusalem, amen, to honor Him at the Feast of Tabernacles, amen, to recognize the glory and the honor of that God, amen, who holds, amen, peace on the earth. When His name is called Wonderful,
wonderful message of the angels that was given to the shepherd on the night of Christ's birth. Amen. Will finally be fulfilled, for they announced, amen, the birth of Christ, amen, along these lines, letting them know, amen, praise God, that because of this child that is born, there will be, amen, peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. Y'all better pray, amen, when his name is called. Wonderful. The circumstance of the earth will have changed. Can you say amen? Amen. It won't be no place where you're scared to grow. Amen. No place where you're worried about your safety. No place. Can you say amen? That is shut off. Can you say amen? Because of famine or of drought or of disease. Y'all better pray then. Can you say amen? Amen. When his name is called, wonderful, men will know that under the government of God, there can be peace. Amen. Because what he did for you, he can do it for me. Can you say amen? And when his name is called, wonderful, nobody will be walking around with their head hung down. Y'all better pray. But every day it will be joy all over again. I got another reason to give him the glory. When his name is called wonderful, amen, for those that are yet in their natural bodies, amen, a child will be 100 years old. Lord have mercy. When his name is called wonderful, and you 100, you ain't said nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. My life ain't begun to be lived. I'll be living like Adam. 930. I'll be living like Methuselah. Lord have mercy. Can you say amen? When his name is called wonderful, amen, I'm going to live basically throughout the whole, amen, millennial kingdom. That's for those that are in their natural body. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you imagine living in joy, living in peace, living in prosperity, amen, until we get a new heaven and a new earth? Lord, when his name is called wonderful, amen, praise God, everybody, amen, will be so glad, amen, of what the Lord has done, that every day will be a day of thanksgiving. Can you say amen? How many know, amen, that with God there are no sad days? With the Lord, amen, there are no, amen, days of mourning. But amen, in the presence of the Lord, somebody said, is a fullness of joy. Y'all better pray to him. Amen. You don't know, and I don't know what the depth of joy can reach to. Can we say amen? I know you got the Holy Ghost, and you got a little taste of the joy of the Lord, and that strengthens us. Can we say amen? But amen. Habakkuk said, not only will everybody know who God is, but the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Can you say amen? Amen. A one, amen, will not recognize the brightness of our God. He will shine out. Can you say amen? In wisdom, he will shine out. In knowledge, he will shine out. In understanding, he will shine out. In all of these aspects, can you say amen? When his name is called wonderful, all of these things will be brought to bear. And so praise God for all of us. Amen. We don't look down on where we are. We look up to where we are going. See that he's good, and what do? You want more. Give me more, Lord. Give me more. When he works in your life, amen. You see his hand moving. You say, do it again, Lord. Do it again. Amen. When he blesses you and make ways out of no way, you lift up your voice in a praise and tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can't nobody do what you can do. Thank you, Lord. Your name alone is excellent, and you ought to be magnified in my life. Anybody got a reason to thank him? You can shout it, thank you, Lord. Shout it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The God that will be called wonderful. Can you say amen? It's a God that's present right now. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? I heard blind men call on God and cry out, oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is God. Even when you can't see all of his power, can you say amen? You can't see how he gonna make a way. You can't see how he gonna deliver. You can't see how he gonna work it out. I just can't see it. Can you say amen? But he's still God. And no matter whether you see it or not, you can cry out to him. Can you say amen? Amen. They gonna point to Jerusalem, and they gonna say wonderful. They gonna point at the healing in the earth, and they gonna say wonderful. They gonna point in the new nature in man and beast, and they gonna say wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. 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 Can you say amen? Remember, it makes me remember, amen, praise God, when God had done it in the beginning, and he had created the heaven and the earth. Can you say amen? And he sat down on the seventh day. Can you say amen? And he looked out over everything that he had made, and amen, and everything he made, he said it's good. Can you say amen? It's good. Wonderful. Yes, Lord. Wonderful. Yes. Amen. I'm going to leave you. Amen. But listen, when his name is called Wonderful, amen, it is necessary, because Isaiah already told us when his name is called Wonderful, he's also going to be called Counselor. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, at the time his name is called Wonderful, amen, he's also going to be called Counselor. Can you say amen? And if we walk in his counsel, if we walk by his direction, if we walk according to his will, we will say Wonderful Counselor. Can you say amen? When his name is called Wonderful, amen, and Counselor, they will also, amen, ascribe to him, amen, as being the mighty God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't mind showing his might. God don't mind showing his might. God don't mind showing his might. He got might over death. He got might over hell. He got might over the grave. He got might over nature. He got might over everything. God don't mind. And the mighty God, amen, they gonna recognize him as who he is. Can you say amen? Who is he? He didn't begin in a manger in Bethlehem. That was not his beginning. That was when he stepped out of, amen, glory into the world. But that was not his beginning. Amen. Praise God. If you're looking, amen, for his beginning, you got to look back further. Amen. Than Bethlehem. Can you say amen? Well, somebody said, how about Abraham? He's a father of faith. But Jesus said, no. Before Abraham was, can you say amen? Hallelujah. You gotta go back further. Can you say amen? John said, I know. I know. John said, I know. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. The beginning of creation, God spoke into darkness, and amen, brought a world out of nothing. Can you say amen? But John wasn't done. In another place, he let us know the whole story. The reality is, he ain't got no beginning. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the reality is, he's from everlasting to everlasting. He ain't got no beginning. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And they will recognize that he that made everything is God. And so they will ascribe to him the name of everlasting Father. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when they call him Wonderful, they will call him Counselor and the Mighty God and the Everlasting Father. Amen. And guess what? He brings peace right along with him. Can you say amen? Amen. He has peace. If you need peace, you gotta go to God. If you want peace that passes your understanding, you gotta go to God. If you want the kind of peace, amen, that even in your valley, you can still rejoice, you gotta go to God. He gives peace. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Beyond our, amen, ability to understand, amen, the peace of the Lord. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? The kingdom of God, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, these things belong to me as a child of God. Blood in me, righteousness, peace. Amen. 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 Praise God. These things that God has provided. Amen. Praise God. For us, we can draw out the joy of the Lord through the power of the Holy Ghost. If you're feeling sad, have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. If you're feeling discouraged, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Can you say amen? On just a little talk with Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. What is this name? Amen. Praise God. What is this name that's wonderful? What is this name? Amen. That identifies. Amen. A mighty God. What is this name that identifies an everlasting Father? Amen. What is this name? Amen. That identifies the Prince of Peace. And amen. One name. Can you say amen? There's only one name. Amen. That you can ascribe all of these things to. Amen. Only one name. That's the wonderful name. Amen. That the name of counsel, that the name is the name of the mighty God and the name of the everlasting Father, the name of the Prince of Peace. One name. It is Jesus. You are the praise Lord. He's above everything. So praise God. The kingdom will come, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And when his name is called Wonderful, all of these other things will be in place. Because, amen, God has a set time, amen, to work in the world, to work his will. But what he is doing right now is working his will in the redeemed of the Lord. And we say amen. Because he's working his will in us. You ain't got to wait till morning to call him Wonderful. Can you say amen? You can wake up in the morning call him Wonderful. Can you say amen? Amen. When he bring you out of your trouble, can you say amen? When he deliver you, when it look like there ain't no deliverance, when he make ways, when there ain't no ways. I ain't saying it don't look like it no way, but there ain't no way. Can you say amen? When he make ways in there, ain't no ways. We can say, Jesus, you're mighty. Can you say amen? Amen. How many know he's mighty? Can you say amen? He's stronger than your burden. He's stronger than your body. Can you say amen? He's stronger than the obstacle that's in front of you. He's higher than, amen, all of the opposition. Because if God be for us, who could be against us? When we know his origin, can you say amen? When we know where he comes from, amen. Coming out of the Father is not about, amen, praise God, being drawn out of another individual. But coming out of the Father is coming from that office of Father. Can you say amen? He's the same. He's stepping in another office. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. What is he doing? He's about redemption. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. To bring life, amen, out of death. Can't nobody do it but the resurrection. Can you remember, if you want life from death, gotta be resurrection. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. From death has gotta be resurrection. God is a God that can make new life. Can you say amen? And he can resurrect life out of death. I'm leaving you, but tell your neighbor, God can make new life. God can make new life. He can resurrect life out of death. Tell him again, God can make new life. God can resurrect life out of death. You Yes, thank you. So when he saved you, when he brought you out of your darkness into the marvelous light, he did a couple of things. Can you say thank you, Jesus? First thing he did, amen, he raised you up out of death. He raised me and you up out of death. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He brought us from death to life. And when he brought us to life, he gave us new life. Can you say amen? The whole thing. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Now God brought us to new life. I ain't walking the same. I ain't talking the same. I ain't thinking the same. My value system changed. Amen. Praise God. My hope has been rearranged. Can you say amen? Amen. Now. Amen. Praise God. I ain't afraid of death. Amen. Now I ain't running. Amen. From the grave. Can you say amen? Things have changed. Can you say amen? Now I got company. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I got company. I got company. Wherever I am, I'm never alone. You might not be there. The one you love might not be there. But there's another friend that will stick closer than a brother. He will always be there. Can you say amen? You ain't got to look for him. Just praise him. Can you say amen? You ain't got to worry about where he at. He's there. Just give him the glory. And wherever you are in your circumstances, you can turn around to him and tell him thank you.
I know you're here. When his name is called, amen, all of these beautiful things, amen, praise God, we now have the privilege to identify with everyone because we are the redeemed of the Lord. We know he is the everlasting Father. And we know above that, that our God is the Prince of Peace. In this same position, tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God. He rules with peace.
Yes.
Peace attends him.
I'm telling you.
And just say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Peace, amen, abides with him.
Yeah.
Amen. He's not troubled about anything.
Oh, no, he's
he
not.
He won't worry about nothing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Can't nobody rock him.
Oh, can you say
amen? Amen. Praise God. Because of who he is. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He always has a plan. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Sometimes before you call, he called you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because God knows. Before you call, he already got an answer. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, amen, we waiting on the answer, but God got it. Just say thank you, Jesus. You might have to hold up for a minute. Amen. Praise God. Daniel had to wait 21 days. Amen. But the answer was on the way. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sometimes, amen, the answers have to beat through some demons. But it's coming. Can you say amen? Sometimes pray God to be held up for a minute. But don't worry. It's coming. Can you say amen? So stay in place. Stay in place. Amen. You know what? Amen. Gabriel, the ride with all the blessings,
they
can't find you.
Oh, Lord.
They got tired of waiting.
Oh, my God.
Can you say thank you?
Don't do it.
They got tired of waiting. They threw their hands up. They got tired of waiting. They gave up.
Oh, Lord.
Can you say thank you?
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
With great faith, don't give up.
Oh, oh.
It just don't give up.
I'm not saying
it. Just don't give up. You can't stamp it up. You can't kill it.
Hallelujah.
You can't pull it out.
Can't do it.
You can press it down and then it'll rise up somewhere else. Can you say amen? Cover it up over here. Is that spirit? Come up over there. Can you say amen? Amen. And every time it rises up, come talk about it. I know he can. I know he can. I know he can. Amen. Praise God. So then, praise God, we don't have to wait till millennium. Call him wonderful.
My God, my God.
And when you call him wonderful,
I'm telling you,
know that everything else that is associated with wonderful attaches.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Everlasting Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's all of that.
Yes, he is.
And you say amen. And you can wrap it all up.
in one name.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So when you call the name of Jesus, amen, you are saying one.
When
you call the name of Jesus, you say counselor.
Oh.
Where you at, counselor?
Oh.
I need some guidance. I need direction.
Come on.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. Call the name of Jesus. It looked like you out there. Looked like there's more on the other side. And you say, thank you, Jesus. But Elijah said, amen, praise God. Open his eyes.
Open his eyes.
Open his eyes.
When
you're looking out the wrong eye, when you look out the wrong eye, you're going to look like, amen, it's more against you. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? But you need to close your eyes. Amen. And look at another through another set of eyes. And that's the eyes of faith. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? His servant, amen, praise God, got his eyes open.
Yeah.
He looked into the hills.
Yes, he did.
And where he didn't see nothing before, he saw the chariots of God, chariots of fire, all in the hills. Yes, amen, looking through these eyes,
you
don't see the encampment, but there's an encampment.
Yeah.
An encampment means, amen, praise God, that there are forces around you.
Hallelujah.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
All around.
See, you can't come into the camp of God.
You.
Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, without, amen, praise God, any restriction. Can you say, thank you, Jesus?
No restriction.
I got to stop. Somebody got him in the White House, I think. Somebody got him in. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Don't open the door for the enemy. Tell your neighbor, don't open the door.
Don't do it.
If he want to get in, let him
fight. Oh, let him fight.
That's
what I say.
If he want to get in, let him fight. Open the door for him. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? I'm standing against you. I ain't giving no ground. Can you say, amen? I ain't open the door. Can you say, amen? He can whisper.
He's got to kick it down.
He let me in. No, I ain't letting you in. Can you say, amen? I'm coming for you.
I'm telling you.
Just let me in.
No, I'm going to go.
No. I'm keeping my brother and my sister, too. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? You want to get in here?
Fight
your way.
That's what I say.
And good luck with
that. I'm telling you.
The last word I heard, the gates of hell shall not prevail. So if we stand in love and stand in unity, we don't open the door.
Don't do it.
And you say, thank you, Jesus. That's right. Don't do it. Don't consider it. Don't think about it. And you say, thank you, Jesus. You know, amen, praise God. Cain got smart with God.
Yes, he did.
That's smart.
Yeah, he did. That's what we do, Pastor.
His creator. The one that held his breath.
Yes,
Aren't y'all glad God is gracious?
So glad. So glad.
Thank you.
All God had to do was say, He didn't have to hear that.
He didn't
have to listen to that.
Yes,
you see? And say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Where is Abel? God knew where he was. He always though. When he asks questions, he ain't looking for
anything. He really not. He really
is. Where Abel at? You going to kill him. Where he at? If you say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to try to be smart with you. Am I my brother's keeper?
Oh, have mercy. Help Lord.
Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes we don't recognize our responsibility to our brother. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, it don't matter because God already had the answer. Because the Abel's blood was crying out. Can you say
amen?
Something about righteous folk. So thank God for the blessing of the Lord and the privilege to call the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And so then, praise God, we look toward a time when his name is called Wonderful. But you can get in circumstances and situations where you come to realize
you
can call his name Wonderful right now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And when you call his name Wonderful,
Amen. Praise God. All of these things can flow into your life. With his name, his call.
Hallelujah.